KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 27 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy with a possibility of some flurries this morning. Partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 36. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A Western Iowa man has been sentenced to life in prison for first-degree murder. 63-year-old Robert Reynolds of Oakland was sentenced yesterday after being found guilty in November in connection with the April 8th shooting death of 64-year-old Patricia Kincaid Dorsey of Atlantic. A judge sentenced Reynolds to life in prison without the possibility of parole following his first-degree murder conviction in November. Yesterday, Judge Greg Stensland sentenced Reynolds after denying his request for a new trial. An argument led to the shooting, which was preceded by an evening of games and drinking at Reynolds' home in Oakland. First-degree murder requires a sentence of life in prison without parole. Authorities in Pottawatomie County say a Council Bluffs teacher faces charges in connection with alleged sexual misconduct with a student at the Thomas Jefferson High School. The Daily Nonpareil, citing a Council Bluffs Police Department arrest affidavit, reports 29-year-old Jeffrey Doherty of Council Bluffs faces charges in connection to an alleged inappropriate relationship he had with a 15-year-old female student. Law enforcement officers arrested Doherty on January 8th on suspicion of sexual exploitation of a minor, third-degree sexual abuse, and sexual abuse by a counselor, therapist, or school employee. The Council Bluffs Community School District has confirmed Doherty teaches math at the high school and has been with the district since August of 2013. He's also currently on paid administrative leave following standard protocol when charges are levied against an employee. District spokeswoman Diane Ostrowski says the relationship came to light when it was reported to a school employee who then contacted the authorities. The arrest affidavit shows the victim's mother found out about the relationship after finding messages on her daughter's phone. Sexual exploitation of a minor and third-degree sexual abuse are both Class C felonies that carry a maximum 10-year prison sentence, while sexual abuse by a counselor, therapist, or school employee is a Class D felony that carries a maximum 5-year prison term. A woman who suffered from an apparent medical condition lost control of the vehicle she was driving, causing an accident Wednesday afternoon about 6 miles north of Villisca in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say 43-year-old Nicole King of Villisca was traveling north on Highway 71 at around 4:20 p.m. when the 2012 Nissan Titan truck she was driving went off the road to the west and hit a highway road sign. The pickup continued through the intersection of 185th Street into the Ceola Cemetery, where it hit a couple of tombstones before striking the remains of the Ceola Church Foundation. The truck came to rest with the driver's side front tire hanging over the opening of the foundation. Officials say King opened her door and fell about 10 feet into the basement floor of the former church. King was treated at the scene by Villisca Fire and Rescue personnel before being transported to the Montgomery County Hospital for further treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The truck registered to Jeffrey King sustained $7,500 damage. There were no citations issued, and the accident remains under investigation. Two people were arrested on drug charges last week in Cass County. The sheriff's office said yesterday that 23-year-old Nicholas Dean Anderson of Atlantic was arrested January 15th on charges of possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Anderson was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on $1,000 bond. On January 13th, Cass County deputies arrested 33-year-old Jacob Allen Cochran of Red Oak and 26-year-old Jody Lynn Brookshire of Atlantic. Cochran was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Brookshire was charged with driving while barred. Both were taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on their own recognizance. That same day, deputies in Cass County arrested 35-year-old Joshua James Mullen of Atlantic on a district court warrant for violation of probation. Mullen was brought to the Cass County Jail and remains held on $20,000 bond. And on January 14th, 41-year-old Jeremy Eugene Jameson of Anita turned himself into the Cass County Sheriff's Office on a Pottawatomie County warrant. Jameson was transferred to Pottawatomie County authorities later that day. And the Audubon Police Department Wednesday released a report on recent arrests. On Tuesday, 28-year-old Jared Dwayne Joyce of Audubon was arrested for attempted burglary, third degree, and trespassing. Joyce was being held in the Audubon County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. And this past Sunday, Audubon police arrested 31-year-old Donovan Harris of Boone for violation of a no-contact order. He was later released on a promise to appear. And 33-year-old Joshua Lee Larson of Audubon was arrested for driving with a suspended license. He was also released on a promise to appear later in court. In our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN, Mary Jo Thielen, age 68, of Omaha, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Jo Thielen will be today at 10 o'clock. at Immaculate Conception, Boys Town, Dowd Chapel in Omaha. The Heafy Heafy Hoppin Dwork and Cutler Funeral Home, West Center Chapel in Omaha, has the arrangements. Mary Ellen Popesel, age 44, formerly of Harlan, died Sunday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Popesel will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joyce Ray, age 79, of Greenfield, died Sunday in Ohio. Funeral services for Joyce Ray will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Leonard Heller, age 79, of Elkhorn, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Leonard Heller will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Merlin Hylison, age 86, of Kirkman, died Sunday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Merlin Hylison will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Irwin Church of Christ. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Jimmy Kelgore, age 76, of Atlantic, died January 13th in Elkhorn. Memorial services for Jimmy Kelgore will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Boyd Lewis, age 59, of Griswold, died Sunday in Elkhorn. A memorial visitation for Boyd Lewis with the family present will be held from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. on Friday at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Nancy Barnett, age 71, who's formerly of Walnut, died Monday in Oklahoma. Graveside services for Nancy Barnett will be Friday at 3 p.m. at the St. Patrick Cemetery in Walnut. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Naomi Lorette Akers, age 84, of Anita, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Naomi Akers will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Marjorie Johnson, age 81, of Messina, died Sunday in Greenfield. Funeral services for Marjorie Johnson will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Messina United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Cheryl Liebeck, age 57, of Omaha, died Sunday at Lydia House. A celebration of life service for Cheryl Liebeck will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Jean Lynette Ohms, age 71, of Gretna, Nebraska, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Jean Ohms will be on Saturday at 1:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Louise McLaren, age 95, of Messina, died Tuesday at the Griswold Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Louise McLaren will be Monday at 11 a.m. at the Messina Baptist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Daryl Mendenhall, age 77, of Audubon, died Monday at the Friendship Home. Services for Daryl Mendenhall are pending at Hockenberry England Funeral Home in Audubon. And Margaret Means, age 93, of Cedar Rapids and formerly of Manila, died Monday. Funeral services for Margaret Means are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manila. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.